Emanon bent closer and explained his idea. Jerome had to fight not to shake his head as he listened. It was crazy, foolhardy, reckless, and unscripted. But Emanon made the call, and all Jerome could do was go along with it. They quickly passed the new plan to the squad leaders, adjusted assignments, and gave the signal. The rebel fighters moved with quiet efficiency through the rocks and onto the plain. Jerome hurried ahead with the advance units. Timing would be critical. The gathering darkness would help, but any errors would alert the fort garrison and end all chance for success. While Jerome oversaw the positions of the fighters, Sung relayed that the caravan would arrive in 5 or 6 minutes, cutting it damn close. He could make out a blurry cloud on the road. He wished he had time to plan this better. Pikes and pole arms would have been a great help against cavalry, but they had planned for a fort assault, and so he was stuck with the tools at hand. Mahir came over beside him while the others set up.
This is a bold move, boss.
Jerome nodded as he scanned the array of forces.
Problem, soldier?
Changing plans at the last moment doesn't make one feel comfortable.
Plans change.
Sure, only...
Only what?
A couple of the new recruits have been grumbling.
Jerome turned and looked him in the eye.
Anything I need to worry about?
Nope, not yet anyway. I just wanted you to know.
He winked.
Covering my ass, you know.
Jerome motioned for him to rejoin his squad. As much as he appreciated the vote of confidence, he wished the rebels didn't place so much trust in him. Once all the units were in place, Jerome could barely see them. He peered back in the direction of the fort. There was only one place an ambush could be sprung without any chance of alerting the garrison, and that was directly in line with the boulder cluster. Everything looked good. He waited until the last moment before he found himself some cover behind a stunted olive tree. The ground trembled as the caravan approached. 10 soldiers on horseback rode out front, Sung reported true. They were Akeshian lancers, the flower of the Empire's legions. Chain hauberks, round shields, and polished conical helmets rushing past in a storm of gleaming steel. Jerome wiped his forehead. It was too late to reconsider. He had to roll the dice and pray for the best. He didn't have to wait long. The caravan's vanguard passed by his position just 12 heartbeats after he found cover. They rode past without slowing or changing their demeanor. Both good signs. Jerome counted in his head. When he reached 10, the first war cries erupted behind him. He didn't have to look back to know that Emanon and his squads had ambushed the vanguard. The clash of steel and animal screams told the tale. Jerome drew his sword and started running. The Asurana blade gleamed like molten iron in the dim starlight as he ran to intercept the first wagon. A pair of cavalrymen flanked each vehicle. At the first sign of attack, the nearest horsemen couched their lances and put spurs to flanks. They galloped toward the front of the caravan, granting Jerome a clear path to his prize. The oxen bellowed as the driver yanked back on the reins. He reached for something behind his seat, possibly a weapon. Jerome grabbed him around the throat. A blow from the sword's pommel laid the man out. Jerome jumped up to the driver's bench and slammed home the handbrake. Only then did he peer into the back of the covered wagon. 20 faces stared at him. An entire infantry platoon filled the back of the wagon. Fully armed and armored, they sat on benches on either side of the long bed.
What the...
Jerome drew back and swung with both hands. The sword's blade chopped through one of the support poles and the wagon's canvas covering dropped on the sitting soldiers. He stood up and looked around for the closest assistance. Mahir's scouts were engaging a pair of horsemen 12 paces away. Within seconds, the cavalrymen were down on the ground. Narrow-bladed daggers found the gaps in their armor and helms. The first infantryman to emerge from the back of the wagon received a clip to the temple with the flat of Jerome's sword. Blood flew as the man fell over the side. Then the rest of the soldiers shoved the tarp aside. Jerome found himself facing a hedge of spears. He dove off the wagon. A twinge ran across his shoulders as he hit the ground and rolled away. A horse nearly stomped on his head before he could get back to his feet. The soldiers from the wagon jumped down to meet him. Jerome raised his sword as he faced them. Fear exited his mind. A placid tranquility came over him. The soldiers spread out as they came toward him, their spears held low, as if he were a rabid boar preparing to charge them. Jerome remained still, willing to grant them the first move. He saw mostly young faces confronting him, lacking many scars. Then he noticed the iron collars around their necks. Dog soldiers. For a moment he found himself back in the Queen's training camp, struggling to survive its brutal measures. He ultimately shed his collar, but some part of him would never leave that camp. Inspiration struck him for the second time this night. He lowered his sword. The dog soldiers glared at each other. Two advanced, the rest held back. Yoram held his ground. A heartbeat later, Mahir's squad rushed from behind the wagon and swarmed over the dog soldiers, knocking them down. Within seconds, the soldiers were disarmed and bound with heavy ropes.